This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yomi. We are up to Midos, Perek Dalet, Aleph and Beis. Aleph and Beis. Yesterday, I think we ended in three Mishnahs in the end. Gimel, Vav, Zayin, and Ches. Let's go over them. The Kiyar was between the Ulam and Mizbeach, a little bit towards the south. Between the Ulam and Mizbeach, you had 22 Amos. There were 12 steps. Each one was a half an Amo high and an Amo tread. 1, 2, then a Roved Shalosh, then a long tread, like a landing of 3 Tfachim. So that's 6 Tfachim altogether, 3 steps, and then three steps, 1, 2, 3, and then 3. That's 6 altogether. Then you had Am Amo V'Roved Shalosh. And again, 1, 2, and then Roved Shalosh. So that's 1, 2, that's 2 Tfachim, plus another landing of 3, it's 5. So we're up to 11, okay? Then, Al-Yayna was Am Amo for a total of 4 Amos, and then a Ravid Arba. I know it's a little bit missing, but it doesn't say there were 4, but they say there were 4. So then that gives you 8. So we were at 11 before, so plus 8 is 19. That's 19, but we said there were 22, and the answer is there were 3 Tfachim of space between the Mizbech and the beginning of the steps. Yehuda says, the Al-Yayna was Amma, Amma Revit Chomish, the landing was 5. So then, according to him, between the Mizbech and the steps, it will be only 2 Tvachim. Zayin, Ha'pischel shel ulam gavoy arbayim amo. The Pesach of the ulam was 40 amos high. Okay. The Pesach of the Ulam was 40 Amos high, and it was 20 Amos wide, and there were 5 of these beams on top, decorative, I don't know what you want to call them, malterois, oak beams on top. Okay, so 40 Amos high by 20 Amos wide. The Tachtaino was, and on each side was 22. Then we go up on that 24, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you have 22, 24, 26, 28. The top one was 30. And there was a row of stones between each one. Mishnah Ches. The word Kleinose is Shalerez. There were Kvuin from beams of cedar from the wall of the Heichel to the wall of the Ulam, to make sure that the walls did not buckle. There were golden chains on the ceiling of the ulam. The Pirchei Kohanim, the Kohanim would go up and be able to observe the crowns. What type of crowns are we talking about? So we said over here, there were windows that were made like crowns. Like they gave them decorations to make them look like crowns. In the windows, yeah, that seems to be another understanding. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Some say they were just going to enjoy the sight of them. Some say no, about the not. They were actually going to do repairs on them. Okay. Shenem marvat Torahs tia lechelem. The Torahs were attributed to the donors. Chelem, Tivia, Yedaya, Chain ben Tzvanya, the Zikaroin beheichal Hashem. Where's this pasuk? It is in Zechariah. There was a golden grapevine that was at the Pesach of the Heichel. It was planted and gave golden fruit. Quite incredible. It was hanging on the beams. Anyone who would go up, who would want to give a golden leaf, a golden grape, or golden cluster, would bring and would be attached to these vines. It says of Elizabeth Tzaddik, there was a Maisa, and they had to move it once, and they needed 300 Kohanim. I think they said Bayashini, they had one also, but it did not produce fruit. It was just like a replica. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's how you had so much gold. You have a golden tree, a golden grapevine that produces golden fruit.
The trick was that you couldn't use it for anything else. Sometimes If you got someone there who wasn't up and up, he would try. He would get caught.
Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Pishoy of the Heichel was Gavoy Esr Amo. Verokh Voy Esr Amos. 20 Amos high, 10 Amos wide. That's what the standard of the Pesachim was. The Ulam was double. The Ulam was 40 by 20. The Heichel was 20 by 10. Arba D'Losses Hayuloi had four doors. They're like, you know, two double doors. Kind of like you have in some shul's office buildings, etc. Shtayim Befnim V'Shtayim Bechutz. Two inner, two outer. Shenem Mar Shtayim D'Losses Lahichav L'Kosh. Pasuk in Chesgon. This pasuk, of course, is talking about Bayi Shlishi. But we're saying that they did the same thing with Bayi Sheni. Two double doors. Can everybody say two double doors? Okay. Now, let's see how they looked. Hachitzayinis, the outer ones, Neftachos Seich Pesach. They would open up into the Ulam. I'm sorry, into the between the Ulam and the Heichal, there was a six Amma doorway. Okay? A six, that's pretty sizable. It's pretty sizable. It's over 10 feet. Okay, it's a pretty sizable doorway. That doorway, okay, let's read it again. The outer ones that were closer to the Heichal, Neftachos are open into that Pesach, and Lachasos, they would cover Avishal Koizel, the thickness of that wall. And the Pnimiyos, the inner ones, Neftachos Seich HaBayis, would open up into the Heichal, Lachasos, Achar Hadlasos, and would cover the area behind the doors. Shekol HaBayis, the entire house, Tuach Bezov, was covered with gold, Chotz Me'achar Hadlasos, with the exception of the area behind the doors. So, here's what it looked like. These doors are opening and coming there, and these doors are coming. Now this area here was not covered with gold because the doors would cover, doors were gold and they would cover that area. Obviously not at night, but during the day they would cover it. Now, the area inside the Pesach also is not covered in gold because the doors can cover that as well. Now, important to note, the doors were five amos each, right? Because they're covering a doorway that's 10 amos, so each door is five amos. But the doorway is six, so you can't cover the entire doorway because there are only five. So they understand that the doors are put in one amma towards the Heichel, and that first amma was not going to be covered with gold. Maybe it had gold there. It was going to be covered with the doors. Maybe it was covered with gold. They covered it. They plated it. Okay. This is beautiful. It actually looked nicer when the doors were closed. B'Yehuda Omer, I have a little different understanding. B'Seicha Pesach Yoimdis. All the doors were in the Pesach. Meaning even when they closed, they would still be in the doorway. Okay? They would not open up into the Heichel. They would open up into the Pesach. U'kimin Itzramita Hayu. Itzramita is some Greek word, a Greek noun of something. We would call them bifold doors. There were two sets of two bifold doors. Okay, so you should look at it. A closet naturally has two bifold doors, right? So we had two sets of two bifold doors. Eilu kamin shte amos u'mechzav, eilu shne amos, each one 2.5 amos. And there was left a half a amma, since when you take those bifold doors and you open them and you push them against the wall, each one is 2.5. Together is 5. But the doorway is 6. So you're obviously going to leave it half an amma on the front, half an amma on the back. Shneimar, Rishtayim D'Losses, ladlasais, two doors for each one of the doors, shtaim musabos dlasais, two of them were folded into two, shtaim ladelas achas ushtei dlasais lachers. A lot of shtaims, a little hard to read this pasuk. So they say over here, these two pairs of doors, the inner and the outer, all were in that doorway. The outer ones opened towards the inside. The inner ones opened towards the outside. Okay, fine. There were shtayim adas achas, two for one, shtayim adas acheres, and two for the other. Each door was made of two parts. Now, even though the pasuk is mefarshes Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakhama responds that that's b'migdash shlishi, the bayis shlishi. The bayis sheni, that was not the case. Interesting. Ushnei pishpishin hoyu loy l'shar hagadol. There were two small doorways next to the shar hagadol. Shar hagadol is the shar that we enter into the Heichal. Echad batzafoin, echad badarim, a north and a south. Badarim, lo nechnas be'adam me'olam. No one ever walked into the south one. We spoke about this in Talmud. Lo mufurish adei cheskel, shenemar ve'omer elai Hashem, hashar hazeh sagor, this shar should remain closed. Lo yipaseh should not be open. Ishlei v'bo, man should not come into it. Ki Hashem elokei Yisrael, Baboy, Bahizur Hashem, come through that door, it should remain closed. Don't ask me what that means. Fregnisht, obviously very deep ideas. The singer Bajan comes in through a door and never opens. I can't tell you what that means exactly. Okay. Fine. Now, Natal Smetech, every morning, the Kayin would come in, he would take the key. I think this was the Kayin who was going to do Trum Sedeshin, right? No, this was the Kayin who was going to do Truma Sadashin was Be'ech HaPnimi. Right? Every morning they'd come in, the one who's going to do Truma Sadashin from the Be'ech HaPnimi, and the one who's going to do the Dishan HaMenorah. I think the first one, the Dishan HaBe'ech HaPnimi, he would open up. Not all is a Mavtech. He opened up the Pishpesh. He opened up the door. V'nechnas la'ata. And he goes into the Ta. And from the top, from the cell, he goes into the heichal. Okay, so there's a little doorway, it goes into a cell, and that cell gives you actually the heichal. You have to see the picture. Like this. Okay, fine. He would walk in the thickness of the door. The thickness of the wall, I'm sorry. Shlimso Eimeid bin Shnei Asharim. Judah says he did not go directly into the Heichal, he went into the area between the two doors. Aha. According to the Tanakhama, he went into the Heichal and opened the two doors from the inside. First he'd open the inner one and then go into that little foyer area and open up the outer one. But according to Yehuda, he would walk into the foyer area. He would open the chitzonis, the outer doors from the inside, and the pnimis, the inner doors from the outside. They say over here that this machlokes stems from the machlokes in the previous Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the inner doors did not open into the heichal. They didn't go into the heichal. So there's no reason he had to go into the heichal. And you can't go into the Heichal unnecessarily. So you would open up both doors from the prisoner. But according to the Tanakhama, he did have to go into the Heichal. Aha.
Isn't your picture show that he goes into the Heichal?
One second. Right. Okay, fine. Stop here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.